everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. We kick it off with some production updates on big movies coming out. Jurassic World Dominion has resumed shooting in the United Kingdom as restrictions lifted there last week, and the highly anticipated horror sequel Halloween Kills has been moved a full year into October of 2021. The mecca of pop culture, Comic-Con, will not be meeting in person this year, but the runners have still released the full slate of presentations for their at-home 2020 event. Highlights include a 15th anniversary panel for the film Constantine, a Bill and Ted Face the Music panel, an Antlers film panel, and a literal avalanche of TV show panels from all the major networks. For a full schedule, please visit the link below. Comic-Con at Home will take place July 22nd through July 26th. HBO Max has deepened its stake in the DC properties, reaching an agreement with WB to produce a spin-off series of Matt Reeves' upcoming The Batman film. The show will be a procedural set in Gotham City Police Department and take place in the same universe as the film. Also in televised Batworld news, the CW Batwoman show has its new lead in God-friended me star Javicia Leslie. Leslie replaces Ruby Rose and is the first person of color to play the character in live action. AMC has announced a new debt plan that should be able to keep the nation's largest theater chain afloat amidst the coronavirus pandemic and slower than usual state reopenings. In Netflix news, The Crown has been given a surprise fifth season after originally planning to end after season four, and shockingly, the popular Chilling Adventures of Sabrina has been canceled after completing its fourth season production. Lee Wannell is in talks to direct once again for Blumhouse, this time bringing the classic movie monster The Wolfman to life, with Ryan Gosling set to star. It was another tragic week in celebrity deaths. Kelly Preston died at the age of 57 after a private two-year battle with breast cancer. She is survived by her husband, fellow actor John Travolta, and their two children. California authorities have now also presumed dead Glee star Naya Rivera after she disappeared from a boat that she had rented with her four-year-old son. The boy was found safely on the boat asleep, but Rivera has still yet to be found. Let's close it out with some new trailers. We got our first look at the animated Star Trek series, Star Trek Lower Decks, chronicling the less heralded members of the Starfleet, coming to CBS All Access August 6th. Radioactive stars Rosamund Pike as brilliant scientist Marie Curie, which releases on Amazon Prime July 24th. Ethan Hawke and Kyle MacLachlan do battle in the biopic Tesla, which is yet to have a release date. And finally, Disney Plus gave us our first look at the one and only Ivan, telling the tale of a gorilla attempting to find his past and escape from captivity. You can find it streaming on Disney Plus on August 14th. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows, our articles, and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.